In Lost in Translation, the thing that always gets talked about is that final scene when Bob Harris is on his way to the airport and he sees Charlotte on the streets of Tokyo. He gets out of the car, runs up to her, and whispers something into her ear that we can't hear. It's an important part of the movie, but I think it's important for reasons that are different than what we think. And given the reactions after he whispers to her, I think it's almost a mistake to fixate too much on what we think he might have said. There are plenty of insightful videos and reviews talking about how this movie is a great metaphor for depression, how it is a comment on how we somehow get disconnected from people that we used to be strongly connected to, people that we loved, people that loved us. To me, this movie is all about one thing: these two characters that are being seen and heard by each other. That isn't something that they were getting from everyone surrounding them in their lives individually. And yes, they had a naturally strong bond when they first met, and that only strengthened really quickly. But it's that ability that each of them is listening to what the other is saying, that they're seeing each other, that they acknowledge the things that they're going through, that connects them even more deeply. That's what this movie is about. And when we get to that final scene, when he whispers into her ear, it almost doesn't matter what he says, in a sense, because what we see afterwards is this. First, they kiss. And secondly, they embrace each other, not just physically, but also with their faces. They're both smiling. They have huge grins. If you look at him when he's walking back to his car, he turns around. He's got the biggest grin on his face. She's crying. She keeps looking back. They have the look of two people who know that they're about to embark on something beautiful, that they're at the beginning of it. They aren't the looks of people who had a moment where they said, well, this would have been great if it had worked out, too bad, right? No, they're happy. They're taking that chance, and you can see it on their faces and in their body language. I also think it's a brilliant thing that she does there, where you can't hear what he whispers to her, because that's the moment where we become like the rest of the world to them. It's a moment for them, not for us. Their whole lives up until when they met, or partially while they were still courting each other, is that they don't feel that they're acknowledged in their lives. And we're seeing that happen. But even for us, watching that as an observer, as the audience, even we get cut off from it at a certain point, because it becomes something that's special to them. So it's a specific thing that they experience that we can only experience up to a certain point. And so to have that whisper be hidden from us, that we're sort of cut off at that point, I think is a really lovely gesture. To think that anybody is experiencing a life where they're not acknowledged, they're not seen, they're not heard, whether it's their entire life or they experience it for a certain portion of their life, I think that's one of the things that makes this movie great, because it doesn't matter that they're in a particular situation, that they're married. This isn't a movie about an affair. It's about connecting with the person that you're supposed to be with. It doesn't matter about the age or the geography or the language barrier. It's just about these two coming together, that the universe brought them together, that it took a while, but they found each other. And so I think if anybody finds themselves in a situation where they say goodbye to that special connection in a hotel room and then get in a car and head to the airport, if you find yourself on the way to the airport and then you see that person walking, I would suggest strongly that you get out of the car and you go up to that person and whisper what you gotta whisper.